Next patient is Mr. Mark Sager. The last name is S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, G like in Golf, E like in Echo, R like in Roger. First name, Mark, M-A-R-K. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has been a diabetic for a lengthy period of time. The patient has developed not only diabetic nephropathy, but severe peripheral vascular disease, and he had to undergo amputation of the right lower extremity. He uses the prosthesis. The patient has been in fairly stable condition on dialysis. She has severe cardiovascular disease as well. The compliance with the medications has been fluctuating, and lately he has developed hyperphosphatemia and hyperparathyroidism that we are trying to correct with the manipulation of the medications. Period. In the review systems, the patient is feeling well, denies weakness, tiredness, or general malaise in the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats, in the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production, in the gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, GU unremarkable, and musculoskeletal unremarkable. To a physical examination, the dry weight is 123 kilos. The blood pressure is 140 over 80, the respiratory rate is 18, the temperature is 98.3, and the respiratory rate and the heart rate is 78, irregular. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma, the eyes with normal conjunctiva, normal sclera, the mouth with papillary tone, no nasopharyngeal infection, good dental hygiene. The neck is supple, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is with occasional extra beats, short systolic murmur 1 over 6 in left external border. The abdomen is distended, no evidence of rebound. Guarding bowel sounds are normal, genitalia with normal limits, extremities with the BK amputation in the right lower extremity, and the patient has a permanent vascular access in the right arm. Neurological no lateralization signs or pathological reflexes. The assessment is end-stage renal disease, number 2, secondary hyperparathyroidism, number 3, hyperphosphatemia, with poor compliance with the phosphate binder. Following number obesity, following number peripheral neuropathy. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is treated with insulin. Period.